Good evening, I'm Jim Mazza, and welcome to Corneliana Night 2016. Have you had a great weekend? And how about that weather? Insert weather joke here is what my script says. Sometimes we get it right, and sometimes we don't.
Can I borrow that? Yeah.
Just a quick other weather update. We're expecting showers in the balcony at about 10, and there's a warm front going through the class of 56. We really did try. Tonight, as we do each year at reunion in good weather and in bad, we're joined together for a program of music, recognition, and celebration. And we have Cornelians joining us from literally hundreds of countries around the world. There's a camera just behind the Glee Club and chorus. Will you wave and say hello to all the Cornelians around the world? Thank you. I also want to take an opportunity to recognize a couple of members of the Cornell family, one who is a freshman, and that's our new vice president for alumni affairs and development, Fred Van Sickle, and his wife, Susan, who have just joined us from Princeton, New Jersey. Welcome. And I can't really call her a recent graduate, but maybe that'll work for this. Cornelian, who has been a friend to every other Cornelian, alum, student alike, for decades, and that's Vice President Emerita, Susan Murphy. Thank you, Susan. What a fan club Susan has, huh? So I also want to take a moment to recognize three groups. And there's a group who is absolutely tireless, they're flexible, and they deserve great recognition. And that is all of the people who served as reunion chairs and volunteers for your reunions this year. Wow. Amazing. Just an amazing amount of work. And how about those student clerks, van drivers, and youth program workers? Unbelievable. And finally, if you'll allow me one indulgence, and that is for me to thank all of the staff, my colleagues and friends in Alumni Affairs and Development for their great work. This morning, following Hunter's very insightful State of the University address, we had the chance to watch Cornell alumnus, class of 41 alumnus, Henry Heimlich, conduct the Cornell marching band and several of our singing groups. And wasn't that fun? You know, watching Dr. Heimlich reminded me of a recent news report from a few weeks ago of an 87-year-old woman in a retirement community who was choking on a hamburger. This is a true story. And fortunately, there was a man nearby who performed the famous Heimlich maneuver on this woman. A man at a table near her, he happened to be 96 years old, he happened to be a Cornelian, and he happened to be Dr. Henry Heimlich. Dr. Heimlich is in the back. Dr. Heimlich, you've helped save thousands of lives, and Cornellians are very proud of you and all that you've done in the medical community. I have one other story before we start the music, and I don't know if they're here. I saw them earlier, but are Adam Orgel and Elisa Finkelstein here tonight? Are you guys? There they are. Will you guys come up? Give him a big round of applause. Come out here. Are you nervous? Yeah, well. So, do you want to tell everybody how we met?
5 years ago at the Beer Tents, Saturday night of reunion 2011.
I just want you to know that's how they met. That's not how we met. We actually met 2 years ago at a taping of the Today Show for Cornell Sesquicentennial. But they met 5 years ago today at reunion. That's right. And a couple of things have happened since then. Most recently, this past Sunday. What happened this past Sunday?
We got married.
So let's give them a Let's Go Red as a blessing to their six-day-old marriage, where they're spending their honeymoon with 1,000 of their best friends. Let's go red! Thank you, guys. Congratulations. Thank you. There's hope for the rest of you. I mean, those of you who are single, that is. So, now it is my pleasure to introduce the Priscilla Browning Director of Choral Music, Robert Isaacs, and I hope you will welcome him and the alumni, Glee Club, and chorus.
Pikers on the hill, that I'll be back again. calling me back once again. That's where I want to
I'm Simon Krieger from the class of 1976. MBA 77, and honored to serve as the Cornell Association of Class Officers President. That's known as CAECO. CAECO supports over 1,700 class officers from more than 70 classes, including this year's reunion classes. Together, all these class officers represent over 160,000 alumni from Cornell, undergraduate alumni. I'm truly excited to celebrate with you Reunion 2016 at Bailey and in Call Auditorium and live streamed across the world. As Jim previously mentioned, Cornell reunions would never happen without the hard work of many, many volunteers. So to kick things off, if you served on a 2016 reunion planning or campaign committee, or if you're the spouse, like my wonderful wife, Robin, significant other, or roommate, or one of these volunteers and have just endured months of Big Red planning, please stand up so we can thank you. Among our alumni who are here this weekend, there are some who hold a unique status. These are our alumni back for their very first reunion. So regardless of whether you are a 1 or a 6, or if you are attending your very first Cornell reunion, please stand up and be recognized. We also have a group of alumni who have never missed a reunion. They cannot get enough of this place. They are the Continuous Reunion Club, or CRC, celebrating their 110th anniversary this year. A special anniversary, and a special thank you to Jim Hanchett, class of 1953, who for the past 25 years has kept this group in line. Would all CRC members please stand and be recognized? I am proud. particularly pleased that alumni from the professional schools also join us on campus each year. Welcome back our alumni from the Johnson School, the Law School, and the Vet College. We also welcome back the Cornell Native American Alumni Association, known as CNAAA. We thank you for joining us. Now, it is truly my honor to note that among our alumni ranks, we have many veterans of the armed services. From World War II, Korea, Vietnam, and more recent international conflicts, I would like to ask all of our veterans in attendance and any active members of the armed services to stand and be recognized. Alumni have traveled great distances to return to the Hill for Reunion 2016. Within the U.S., we have alumni from 47 states and Puerto Rico. Who is missing? Mississippi, Montana, Wyoming. Where are we? Countries around the globe are also here on campus this week. This year, alumni have returned from a total of 32 countries, 33 if you count the United States, and these countries are Argentina, Australia, Belgium, Canada, Chile, China, Colombia, Croatia, Cyprus, Czech Republic, Ecuador, Finland, France, Germany, Guyana, Hong Kong, Indonesia, Ireland, Italy, Japan, Mexico, Netherlands, Nigeria, Nicaragua, Peru, Poland, Singapore, Portugal, Russia, Switzerland, United Kingdom, United States, Uruguay. Did I miss any country represented here today?
New Jersey.
New Jersey is not a country, at least not yet. Now, at this time in our program, we pay a special tribute to our most senior alumni classes, starting with the most recent graduates in the group, celebrating their 55th reunion. The class of 1961 with 100 classmates, would you please stand and be recognized? Celebrating their 60th reunion, the class of 1956 with 107 classmates, would you please stand and be recognized? And the class of 1951, celebrating its 65th reunion with 54 classmates, would you please stand and be recognized? And and the class of 1946 here for their 70th reunion. 18 classmates return to celebrate. They are, and I would ask you to please hold your applause until I conclude naming everyone. Hazel Brill Brampton, Barbara J. Schaefer Colbert, Jerry Finch, Carol Usher Franklin, Philip Gisser, Dottie Van Fleet Hicks, Mary Kelsey, Paul Levine, Kay Smith Mancini, Bill Mutzler, Bob Nist, Brandon O'Hara, Sylvia Mayer Paul, Gabe Pesch, Dottie Taylor Prey, Carol Scare Ryan, Lloyd Slaughter, Art Van Fleet. Would you please all stand and be recognized? For a consecutive 17th year, we are welcoming back a 75th reunion class, the class of 1941. They have broken the 75th reunion record with 10 classmates attending, and I'm going to name them, and please hold your applause until the end. Herbert J. Cogan, Ray Ferrand, Gretchen Fonda Gagnon, Henry Heimlich, Larry Kalick, Lucille Lamborn, Bob Mueller, Eleanor Slack Foster Randalls, Shirley Richards Sargent, and Walter Scud. Would you please stand and be recognized? We have two members of the class of 1939. Dawn Racho Seymour, Jim White, and finally, Dr. Samuel Bender, at 100 years of age, is attending his 75th vet school reunion. The secret sauce called Spirit of Cornell that makes our being an alumnus so delectable. We honor and salute you all. And now, Robert, back to the music.
What a joy it is for us to be singing to a packed Bailey Hall, and we're going to sing a little spiritual. It's all about what people can do together, as opposed to what they can do individually, which is so much about what Cornell is all about. This is Walk Together, Children.
Together, walk together, together, walk together, together, walk together.
And it's my great honor now to introduce a group of men who sang on this stage almost 60 years ago, the Cayugas Waiters of the 1950s, still going strong and still sounding fantastic. Please come on up, gentlemen.
That was great. That was great. Thank you. Thank you. And thank you, Robert. I'm now pleased to announce the final results for reunion attendance and reunion campaigns. As of 8 p.m. tonight, 4,826 alumni are here this weekend, and in total, we have 6,663 alumni, family, parents, and friends here for Reunion 2016. Give yourselves a round of applause. Two classes have broken individual reunion attendance records this year. The class of 1991 with 530 classmates. They smashed the 25th reunion attendance record held for 32 years by the class of 1959, set in 1984. And as mentioned before, the class of 1941 has broken the 75th reunion attendance record with 10 classmates on the Hill. In addition, Reunion 2016 campaigns have raised $137.2 million from 6,230 Reunion class members, including 4,657 members of the 1865 Society and 783 Tower Club members. I know that's a lot of numbers after 10 p.m., and that could be pretty tough. And we know you're really just here for the joy of singing. If you want to review more outstanding achievements, I've asked the Alumni Glee Club and Cornell Chorus to sing fundraising results for you. Not all details could be included because the lines wouldn't rhyme. For a full report, you have the program sheet. Thank you all. Thank you everyone here at Call Auditorium and live streaming via the web as we celebrate alumni, students, faculty, staff, parents, friends, others who represent the Cornell family. And once again, Alumni Glee Club and Chorus, back to you.
the last day of September in 2014, the Cornell University Chorus were invited as a special honor to sing at a president's luncheon. And that's the kind of thing we do all the time. We joyfully accept it. But we didn't know that that would be a historic day, the day at which Elizabeth Garrett would be announced as the first woman president of Cornell. And the joy among the chorus, an outstanding collection of Cornell women for almost 100 years, was so palpable. And we sang for her The Hill, a beautiful old Cornell song. And we want to sing it again for you tonight and dedicate it to her memory. Her tenure here was brief, but she had such an extraordinary impact and inspiring effect on all of us. So I'll invite the alumni of the chorus and the current chorus to stand while we sing The Hill for Elizabeth Garrett. I'm thrilled that with the alumni song, we can feature a classmate back for his 30th reunion from the class of 1976. 86, math. Gil Katelis. You're looking good, Gil. That wasn't a slur. And an alum from here for his 60th reunion. The class of... Thank you. the class of 1956, Dick Bump, for the alumni song.
Thank you. cum laude, but still unemployed.
Oh.
It doesn't get any better than that. Any more groups want to come up one more time, or are we done? No, I don't. So, thanks to all of you for being here tonight, for coming back this weekend to celebrating our Cornell together. What a wonderful evening, and it continues. Our dance parties have moved inside, but let me give you those logistics. Duffield Hall, 10 to 1. The hot truck will be outside. Destination will be playing. And if you prefer rather to gather at North Campus, Robert Purcell Marketplace with Karaoke Joe, the Beatle Brothers. And again, you have to be 21 years old. That's for the class of 40, well, whatever. 21, and you do have to have a button on. And let me just conclude by saying thank you once again for celebrating with all of us here at Cornell. It's a remarkable institution and a remarkable family, and we're so glad that you're back. And now we will join together in the singing of the evening song and the alma mater. Please rise.
And the voice said,
great rest of the weekend. Good night.